Hey, today, I'm taking on one of the biggest myths in business, that you need everyone crammed into the same office space to succeed. Guess what? You don't. On the other hand, you might. It depends on the situation. In this episode, I'm going to go full throttle on how to crush it with geographically dispersed teams. Your people are scattered across time zones. Yes, but that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice productivity or lose the edge on your projects. I will discuss how to flip the script and turn distance into a secret weapon. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, where I throw out the old playbook and rewrite the rules of project management to get real results. I'm Wayne Robertson. It's a pleasure to have you along. And forget the old school thinking that remote work equals chaos. I'm here to show you that a spread out team might actually outpace the in-office crowd any day of the week, because we're talking about killer strategies to build trust, ignite communication, and keep your people locked in no matter where they are. And this isn't about playing safe. It's about tearing down some outdated rules and proving that you can drive success without being chained to a desk. So, if you're ready to smash your project goals and keep your team firing on all cylinders, even when they're halfway around the world, well, strap on, because this episode is for you. Let's dive in and blow the lid off what's possible with a remote team. Hey, some weird ideas. Who needs everyone in the same room when you can crush projects from five different time zones? And geography is not that critical, because great ideas don't care if they were born in New York or New Zealand. But even if your team is scattered, with the right strategy, your results will be laser focused. Hey, a scattered team is kind of like a puzzle. Sometimes the pieces don't fit, but when they do, it is an absolute masterpiece. And to be honest with you, coordinating a scattered team actually means embracing chaos, which is hard. I've done it, and it's not easy, but the results can be very good. What's really important is, with a scattered team, you can have success happening around the clock, because depending on where they're located, you can always have somebody working on something. And scattered teams don't just adapt, they thrive. They turn challenges into reasons to celebrate. Hey, the following story is fictional, but it's based on real activities across a number of different projects that I've been involved in. But it's the easiest way to explain the concept here of the things you can run into. David was an experienced project manager known for his adept handling of complex projects, and he was assigned to lead a new initiative at the TechSavvy company, which was a mid-sized technology firm, and the project involved developing a cutting-edge mobile application that promised to disrupt the market. However, this project had a unique challenge. Half the team was working remotely, while the other half was based in the office. So here were the talented people that David had. In the office, you had Myra, who was a senior developer with a deep understanding of the core system. Alberto was a systems architect responsible for the overall design. And Emma was a quality assurance specialist and a keen eye for detail, critical role. Remote was Jelson, a back-end developer living in another state, and Priya was a front-end developer working from overseas, and Leo, a DevOps engineer located in a different time zone. And from the beginning, David noticed friction. Communication issues arose frequently. Remote team members felt isolated and out of sync, While those in the office sometimes felt overwhelmed by the need to keep the remote colleagues updated. So the first thing David did was to take a look at the primary issues. The first one was, of course, the communication gaps. Remote team members often missed out on spontaneous office discussions, which led to misunderstandings and delays. Then there were time zone differences, because coordination with Leo, the DevOps engineer, was challenging because of his significantly different working hours. And then a lack of personal interaction led to feelings of isolation and decreased morale among the remote workers. So having sat down and looked at this, he came up with several strategies to help break this down. The first was structured communication. Again, a daily stand-up meeting via video conference. Then a time worked out for everybody to ensure that all team members were aligned. And remember, daily, very critical. And then he utilized collaboration tools like Microsoft Teams for real-time communication and Trello for task management that kept everybody in the loop. He also allowed flexible working hours to accommodate different time zones. For example, Leo started his day earlier to overlap more with the office hours, and he scheduled critical meetings at a time when all team members could participate regardless of their location. So for some people, that meant an afternoon meeting. And building team cohesion, he organized virtual team building activities. And informal video calls were really important. It's amazing how they worked out. I've done them. And he encouraged team members to share personal updates during the meetings to have the team learn more about them. And there were weekly progress reports and feedback sessions to ensure continuous improvement and address any emergency issues. But be careful with these, because sometimes the weekly progress reports can take up a huge amount of time. They need to be very quick. Now, to be honest, despite these efforts, there were still occasional hiccups. For instance, a critical update from Jelson was delayed due to miscommunication and causing temporary setback. So David handled that by revisiting the communication protocols, ensuring that all critical updates were flagged with high priority and discussed on the daily stand-ups. Another challenge was integrating Pyra's front-end development, her work on seamlessly with Myra's back-end development. David arranged for them to pair the program virtually using on-screen sharing tools to work together closely to resolve the integration issues in real time. Through these measures, David managed to bridge the gap between the remote and the office-based team members, and the team began to function more cohesively. Communication improved significantly, and the morale of the remote workers increased as they felt more included and valued. And as the project neared completion, the initial hurdles seemed like distant memories. The mobile application was developed, tested, and deployed, and it was very successful, and it exceeded the company's expectations in both functionality and user experience. So in the final presentation to upper management, David highlighted the journey of overcoming the unique challenges of a mixed team setup. He emphasized the importance of structured communication, flexibility, and team building in ensuring the project's success. And upper management was not only impressed with the project outcome, but they also liked David's leadership and innovative approach to managing the geographically dispersed team. And so his story became a case study inside TechSavvy Company, demonstrating that the right strategies and the focus on communication and team cohesion, even the challenges of a mixed team, could be navigated effectively to achieve outstanding results. And I have worked many years in environments where there were remote workers long before the pandemic. In large companies, there are team members scattered across the country, and sometimes around the world. It didn't matter to me if they were in an office or a house. As long as the work got done, that was fine. And there are many benefits to having remote workers. First question comes, why? Well, first of all, you have access to a global talent pool. You can hire top talent from around the world rather than forcing them to move to your location. So you can ensure you get the best people for each role, whether it's engineering, design, or project management. And access to professionals with specialized knowledge and experience might not be available locally. And may I add in that, you can move maybe the headquarters company to locations where it's less expensive because you don't care where the workers are. And remote teams often bring together individuals from various cultural backgrounds, and this leads to many great perspectives and innovative solutions. And exposure to various ways of thinking and methodologies will do great things for your creativity. Remote workers often experience fewer office distractions and have the flexibility to work during their most productive hours. They can shift their time. And so flexibility in their work location and hours can lead to better job satisfaction and mental well-being. And then, this is what makes upper management happy, there can be reduced overhead costs because you can save on office space and utilities and other in-office expenses. And the ability to offer competitive salaries are tailored to the cost of living in that person's location, which could reduce overall payroll expenses. So if they're living out in the weeds somewhere, their costs are a lot lower. Team members in different time zones can ensure the work is being done continuously, leading to faster project turnaround times. And also, if you're doing support to a customer, you can provide customer support and maintenance around the clock, and you never have to do night shifts or overtime. That's fun. And companies can quickly scale up or down when you hire remote workers as needed without the constraints of physical office space. And the remote teams can adapt to changing project requirements and deadlines with great flexibility. And also, offering remote work options can increase job satisfaction. It reduces turnover, retaining top talent. And remote work is frequently seen as a desirable benefit and making it easier to attract high-quality candidates. Also, I found that remote workers often come with diverse professional backgrounds. They bring a wealth of experience from different industries and projects. And most remote workers, I found, continuously update their skills by taking online courses or self-directed learning because they want to make sure they bring the current knowledge to the team and potential other new jobs in the future. Now, one nice thing, remote teams are less affected by local disruptions. I'm thinking of natural disasters or local holidays, so you can ensure that continuous project process. And distributed teams can provide a built-in disaster recovery plan, such as work to continue even if one location is compromised. There's also fewer commutes and reduced need for office space, and that contributes to lower carbon emissions and a smaller environmental footprint. So if you leverage these advantages, technical project teams can achieve greater efficiency, innovation, and success. Now, I wouldn't be honest if I didn't talk about some issues that are occurring with remote workers. And basically, these are some challenges of remote and in-office workers, when you have the mixed teams. For example, communication. In-office workers might have spontaneous discussions that remote workers miss, and that leads to gaps in communication and leads to misunderstandings. And communication can be slower, as remote workers may not be immediately available for discussions, and that could lead to delays. Also, in time zone issues, scheduling meetings that accommodate all time zones is a trick. I really had hard times with that, and often resulted in inconvenient meeting times for some time members. And tasks dependent on input from colleagues in different time zones could cause some bottlenecks and slowing down the project a bit. The other problem is visibility. Remote workers may have fewer opportunities to demonstrate their contributions and leadership skills to management compared to in-office counterparts. And there can be an unconscious bias favoring in-office workers when it comes to promotions and career advancements. Another problem I have found is that the lack of face-to-face communication can lead to misunderstandings, because without nonverbal cues, written communication can easily be misinterpreted, leading to conflicts or misunderstandings. And building strong personal relationships and a cohesive team culture can be harder without regular face-to-face interactions. Accountability. It's challenging to ensure that remote workers are focused and not distracted by personal tasks, and this leads to concerns about productivity. And performance monitoring is tricky, because managers might find it difficult to monitor remote workers' performance and engagement levels accurately. It is a true issue. It has to be overcome. Also, that communication can lead to some problems like isolation. It's not uncommon for remote workers to feel isolated and disconnected from the team, which leads to decreased morale and engagement. And conversely, if you ensure that remote workers are included in all communication, you could end up with the other problem, overload of information, making it difficult for them to prioritize and manage tasks efficiently. And that is a true issue, trust me. So how do we handle these challenges? Well, there's some things that I found worked. And regular updates. You can use collaboration tools like Microsoft Teams. Be careful, don't overuse them. That help you maintain communication. You can schedule regular check-ins and updates, and I like to do one-on-ones with people. That's very important. And the use of video conferencing for team meetings really helps, because you can actually see the other person. It's a little scary to some people, but I think these days video is not a big issue. That's really good to do. Also, identify and schedule regular overlap hours where the team members from different time zones can collaborate in real time. You want to have flexible time, but there's sometimes you need to have them on board. Also, use asynchronous communication tools like document progress and decisions that keep people informed, but not in real time. It's available for them to look at it. Now, one big problem, and I will admit this is a big issue, is ensuring fair promotions. So you need to implement transparent performance metrics and regular reviews to ensure remote workers have equal opportunities for recognition and promotion. And I'm serious about this. You should have some kind of get-together with your team member about their career at least once a month, maybe once a quarter. But this once-a-year thing doesn't work. Also, that if feasible, you could do periodic visits for remote workers to the main office and bring them in for some face-to-face interactions. Sometimes that's not possible, but hey, it's an option to think about. And you can organize virtual events to help the workers feel event. One is the open session just to talk about anything over the video communication. It actually works. It's pretty good. Now, productivity is a big, huge concern from upper management. The way you handle that, and this is what worked for me, was to set clear goals and deadlines and expectations for all team members. You don't have one generic one for everybody. You need to create a unique set per person. Now, you can use project management tools to track that, but you need to make sure that each person knows what they need to do and when they need to do it. And, of course, regular check-ins are really important to make sure this works. The dedicated communication channels like Microsoft Teams is a great help, as I've mentioned. So now we come to the question of hiring. Now, hiring remote workers for critical projects requires an approach that you ensure you select candidates who are not only technically proficient, but also capable of thriving in a remote work environment. So here's some ideas. In the project, identify the specific skills required for the project and clearly outline those roles and responsibilities. That takes a bit of work. It really pays off in the long end. Then, write detailed job descriptions when highlighting the required technical skills or experience or remote work capabilities. And then you could leverage your professional network and industry contacts to find qualified candidates. In fact, LinkedIn is a great place to get good candidates. I've had good luck with that. Then you review resumes and portfolios to shortlist candidates and conduct a technical assessment or whatever you need. And you want to throw in some behavioral interview questions to assess soft skills like communication, problem solving, time management. How do these people view that? You want to take a look at the technical skills if you work in technology or some similar thing. You also want to have self-motivation for personal attributes. Can you work independently and stay productive without constant supervision? Many people can, some can't. And clear and effective communication, both written and verbal, is needed from you as a leader on these projects. And reliability and accountability. You need to be dependable. You need to make sure this person doesn't need you on their back all the time to get things done. And they must be willing to collaborate and contribute to team success. No options. For communication, some obvious things. I don't want to belabor this. It's pretty obvious. Regular meetings, using video, communication tools to tell them what's going on, like Microsoft Teams, documentation, and some feedback loops. We've gone over that before. It's pretty obvious. You want to set up some key performance indicators, performance metrics for each person. What do we need you to do? How can we get there? And of course, I keep going back to this over and over and over again, that one-on-one meetings with each team member is so important. Now, what about upper management? They have some concerns, and don't just dismiss them. These are real. Upper management will worry about the lack of visibility into remote workers' daily activities and whether they're staying productive. You know, are you putting the hours in? And some of the tools you can put in place will help clear up what can happen. But to be honest, at some point you have to trust your employees. And I always start out trusting the employee. Then if they let me down, then I went in to discuss that. Also, management fears that communication barriers will hinder collaboration, slow down project progress. And the communication tools become very important. They also establish, you need to establish clear communication protocols and regular meeting schedules to keep everyone aligned. There's some concern by management that remote workers will feel isolated and lead to decreased morale. You can fix that with some team activities. And we talked about workers visiting the office periodically. That can help too. Management is unsure how to effectively measure the performance and the productivity of these remote workers. So you set clear goals and key performance indicators for each person that we talked about before. Now, we do have concerns over security, so we need to make sure there's good data security, make sure that all the cybersecurity is in place, and that's where your IT department can really help. But when I talk to management, I talk about there's a wider pool of talent that's available. There's going to be increased productivity through flexible hours. And there's going to be cost savings because you don't have them living in a big city somewhere. That becomes very important. And you know what? I also share case studies or success stories of teams that have done work by remote activities and worked out well. Very important. And if there's a real reluctance from management, may I suggest this? Start with a simple pilot program on a project that is not super critical. Important, but not critical. You can monitor the results, gather data, and show management that it works. And this is really important. Always make regular reports on the progress to upper management to make sure they know what's happening. And here's some benefits that you can tell management. There's going to be enhanced problem solving because you can bring in people with skills you may not have had access to before. You can have around-the-clock progress, coverage 24/7 on things, depending on where the people are located. You also have broader viewpoints. Collaborating with remote workers from different regions and cultures will provide you with a broader range of perspectives, and that enhances creativity and innovation. Also, remote colleagues can help balance the workload by taking on tasks that the in-office team may not have the capacity to handle. And that prevents burnout, and that ensures consistent productivity. And in-office team members can delegate tasks to remote colleagues that with the appropriate expertise, allowing those in-office folks to focus on their core responsibilities. And when you have remote workers working with in-office folks, they can have immediate feedback, some decision-making. They can have access to certain resources, the in-office folks, to help them. And regular communication with in-office colleagues can help remote workers feel more integrated into the team. You can also have a streamlined communication with a central point of contact with the folks in the office. And there's so many things that you can do to help build a team together. I don't have time to go through everything here, but I think you're getting the idea of how we can handle this. It becomes really important. Hey, thanks for tuning in today's episode where I explored the fascinating world of remote work for projects. And we've discussed the numerous benefits that remote work brings, such as access to a global talent pool, increased flexibility, cost savings, and enhanced productivity. And also address some of the common challenges like communication barriers, time zone differences, and maintaining team cohesion, along with some strategies on how to overcome them. And I hope that these insights have given you a deeper understanding of how to effectively manage remote teams and leverage their potential to drive successful outcomes for your technical projects. Whether you're a project manager, a team leader, or a remote worker yourself, these best practices can help you navigate the complexities and it can maximize the benefits of remote work. Hey, stay tuned to these podcasts. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on some essential discussions I'm going to be having going forward. I'm here to provide you with the knowledge and tools you need to stay ahead in the ever-evolving world of business. Hey, thanks for listening. And I hope that we can get together next time. Go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information about the world of getting projects done. And I look forward to seeing you next time on Ignoring the Rules.